Hello, this is Jerry Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and for the next half hour or so, I shall be reading to you regarding the goings-on in our area in the coming weeks. Our sources of information will be the Arts and Living section from last Sunday's News and Observer, the current issue of Independent Weekly, the current weekend section of the News and Observer, and coming events announced by the Pinecone Council of Traditional Music. Let's start with the Piedmont Council of Traditional Music, Pinecone Piedmont Council of Traditional Music. On Sunday, November 13th, Pinecone and the North Carolina Museum of History present Sarah Gray and Kieran Means, a mother-son duo whose music has a distinctive European flair. Gray developed a love of mountain music while living in North Carolina. In recent years, she has been focusing on tracing the migration of songs from the British Isles to North America. Her son performs traditional music from the United States and the UK, in addition to writing and performing original songs. Pinecone continues to promote ongoing participatory music jams and sessions that give community members the opportunity to take part in music making, a bluegrass jam the second and fourth Monday of the month at the Busy Bee Cafe, an Irish music session every Sunday afternoon at Tiernanog in Raleigh, and a monthly Shape Notes Sing the fourth Sunday afternoon of the month at the Friends Meeting House in Raleigh. All of these sessions are free and open to the public to join in or to sit back and observe. I will read more about these sessions a little later on in the broadcast. But the concert by Sarah Gray and Kieran Means that will take place on Sunday, November 13th, will take place in the Daniels Auditorium at the North Carolina Museum of History, which is located at 5 East Edenton Street in Raleigh, and the admission to that concert is free. For more information, go to pinecone.org. And more Pinecone concert series coming up in the early part of next year, if you want to take some notes and make some plans. January 6, 2012, Deep River Rising, featuring David Holt, Brian Sutton, T. Michael Coleman. That will take place at the Fletcher Theater at the Progress Energy Performing Arts Center in downtown Raleigh, January 6, 2012, at 8 p.m. On January 21st, 2012, again at 8 p.m., Red Horse, featuring Eliza Gilkison, John Gorka, Lucy Kaplansky, and that will take place also at the Fletcher Theater at the Performing Arts Center in Raleigh, January 21st, 2012 at 8 p.m. And going a little farther out on February 10th, 2012 at 8 p.m., the Dukes, that's D-U-H-K-S, in the Fletcher Theater. And on February 18th, 2012 at 8 p.m., Taj Mahal Trio, and that will take place in the Maimandi Concert Hall at the Progress Energy Center for Performing Arts. Taj Mahal Trio, February 18th, 2012 at 8 p.m. Now here's more on the participatory performing music jams and sessions that are promoted by Pinecone. Tiernanog Irish Music Session takes place every Sunday from 3 until 6 p.m. at the Tiernanog restaurant in downtown Raleigh. It's located at 218 South Blunt Street. Pinecone and Tiernanog co-sponsor a weekly Irish music session that combines teaching and playing. This traditional Irish music session meets every Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m., either in the back left of the pub, near the fireplace, or in the cottage. Bluegrass Jam on the second and fourth Mondays of each month at 7 p.m. They take place at the Busy Bee Cafe at 225 South Wilmington Street in Raleigh. Join bluegrass musicians of all levels at the Busy Bee Cafe on the second and fourth Monday of every month. The jam runs from 7 to 10 p.m. Whether you're a first-time jammer or a veteran, you're welcome to learn the tunes and play along, or just listen and observe. For more information, please contact jam leaders Doug Pratt doug.pratt@ncdenr.gov, and David Hedrick, stringsof9@hotmail.com. Shape Note Sing on the fourth Sunday of the month takes place at the Glen Eyre Retirement Community in at 4000 Glen Eyre Circle in Kerry. That's on the fourth Sunday of the month from 2 until 4 p.m. Pinecone and the Triangle Shape Note Singer sponsor a monthly Shape Note Sing. This session meets the fourth Sunday of each month and are held at the Glen Eyre Retirement Community. Beginners are welcome and music is provided. For directions, call 919-781-3596 or visit NC Shape Note, the NC Shape Note website. Once again, Shape Note sing the fourth Sunday of the month at the Glen Eyre Retirement Community at 4000 Glen Eyre Circle in Kerry. Now for information regarding performances by the North Carolina Symphony, let's begin with a very special appearance that will take place on May 15, 2012. Itzhak Perlman performs with the North Carolina Symphony. The symphony announced that the incomparable violin virtuoso will return to the orchestra to perform Tchaikovsky's scintillating violin concerto, capping off a program of Italian-flavored masterworks. The special event concert, led by Symphony resident conductor William Henry Curry, takes place at Maimondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Once again, that's on Tuesday, May 15th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets to the performance are available now by phone only as part of the Symphony's four concert passport series. Made up of programs from the Duke Medicine Classical Series, Raleigh, this miniseries takes concert goers around the world from the comfort of Maimondi Concert Hall by offering rare performances of dramatic works from four world music cultures with featured performers offering audience members a taste of unique national instruments. Now, the remaining performances in the Passport series include Passports to Hungary, folk music inspired by masterpieces Kodály and Bartók, as well as Camillo Ledvay's Concertino Semplice for Cymbalum, headline an exploration of a national tradition that has fueled hundreds of composers at home and abroad. Passport to Hungary will be performed on January 13th and 14th of 2012, once again in the Maimondi Concert Hall at the Progress Energy Center for Performing Arts. Tango Nuevo, the third part of the Passport series, brings all of the passion of tango to the concert hall for a showcase of Argentine composers Astor Piazzolla, Osvaldo Golijov, and Alberto Ginastera, and a 21st century piece by Australian composer Elena Katz-Chernin. That will take place on January 27th and 28th, 2012. The fourth performance of this Passport series, Symphony Music Director Grant Llewellyn, joined by harpist Katrin Finch, takes orchestra audience members to his home, musically at least, with a concert of masterpieces from his native soil, Wales, in Grant's Postcards from Home. That will take place on April 20th and 21st, 2012. Tickets for the four concert Passport series, including the performance by Itzhak Perlman, are $155 and available now by telephone. Call 919-733-2750 or toll-free 1-877-627-6724. The Passport series is presented in partnership with American Airlines. Now, a little more on Itzhak Perlman's appearance. The May 15th concert will be Perlman's fifth performance with the North Carolina Symphony. He previously performed Tchaikovsky's violin concerto with the orchestra under the baton of music director Gerhard Zimmerman in 1990. He helped launch the symphony's 2001 season with a searing rendition of Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto in E minor, and join Grant Llewellyn for a 2005 concert series of works by Dvorak and Saint-Saëns. Perlin was last with the symphony in September 2005 when he joined conductor Leonard Slatkin and viola violin Pinkus Zuckerman for Mozart's Sinfonia Concerta in E-flat major and Bach's Concerto in D minor for two violins. Once again, Itzhak Perlman with the North Carolina Symphony on May 15th. You can order your tickets now by telephone, 919-733-2750. And continuing with the North Carolina Symphony, the symphony announced an all-new series of matinee Pops performances. Now all the excitement and entertainment of the symphony's beloved Pops concerts can be enjoyed in the daytime for less. Tickets can be purchased today, beginning at just $90 for three blockbuster performances in Maimandi Concert Hall, and all performances begin at 3 p.m. The 2011-2012 Pops Matinee Series begins with A Carolina Christmas on Thanksgiving weekend, Saturday, November 26th. Join the symphony for a celebration of the holidays Carolina style. The concert includes the world premiere of a stirring new work for orchestra and a North Carolina string band by local singer-songwriter Llewellyn Dossett, plus Hark the Herald Angels Sing, O Holy Night, the popular Christmas sing-along, and more. Concertgoers will honor the season with the symphony. Music director Grant Llewellyn, Grammy winners Rhiannon Giddens Laughlin, and Mike Compton, guitar wizard Joe Newberry, and the concert singers of Kerry. Then they can enjoy a high-energy afternoon of American rock favorites with the music of Billy Joel on Sunday, January 22, 2012. Grammy and Tony nominee Michael Kavanaugh, praised by Billboard as the new voice of the American rock and roll songbook, joins the symphony for Just the Way You Are, Uptown Girl, It's Still Rock and Roll, and all the rest of Billy Joel's greatest chart toppers. Finally, on Sunday, April 15, 2012, the orchestra invites audience members to hop off the train in River City for a fun and lively visit with fast-talking con man Harold Hill, Marion the Librarian, and the rest of Meredith Wilson's colorful characters. The symphony is staging favorite selections from the treasured Broadway show The Music Man, and it doesn't need all 76 trombones to make it a musical showcase to remember. Tickets to this entertaining matinee series are now available online at ncsymphony.org or by calling North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll-free 1-877-627-6724. Once again, all of these matinee concerts begin at 3 p.m. in the Maimandi Concert Hall. And the North Carolina Symphony invites audiences to explore the breakthrough musical works of history's greatest piano virtuosos turned composers. It says next month, but it really means this month in November, when pianist Louis Lorty joins music director Grant Llewellyn for Liszt and Rachmaninoff. The unique piano tribute, which follows Franz Liszt's 200th birthday on October 22nd, takes place in Memorial Hall on the campus of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill on Thursday, November 10th. The performances continue at Maimandi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh on Friday and Saturday, November 11th and November 12th. All three concerts begin at 8 p.m. French-Canadian pianist Louis Lorty has been praised worldwide for bringing his fresh perspective and individuality to a broad spectrum of the keyboard canon. He is particularly renowned for his renditions of Liszt and will celebrate the 200th anniversary of his birth by performing the complete Anis de Pérennes at the Liszt Weimar Festival, New York's Lincoln Center, London's Queen Elizabeth Hall, and elsewhere around the world. North Carolina audience members will enjoy that expertise right here in the Triangle when Lorty joins the symphony for a pair of Liszt piano masterpieces. He opens with the rarely heard Todentas, a dance of death, described by music scholar Abraham Vinas as perhaps the most astounding combination of diabolism and virtuosity in the history of piano writing. Once again, that's November 10th at the University of North Carolina Memorial Hall in Chapel Hill, and November 11th and 12th at the Maimandi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh. The North Carolina Symphony offers musical adventure for kids on November 19th. Orchestra and actors taking the stage for Beethoven Lives Upstairs, first of three North Carolina Symphony's kids concerts in 2011-2012. Performances begin at 1:30 and 4 p.m. The 2011-2012 edition of the North Carolina Symphony's popular NCS Kids Young People's Concert kicks off later in November with an hour-long musical mystery tale. Now with a new start time, area families can add to a beloved holiday tradition with great live music from the state's premier orchestra. Maestro William Henry Curry leads the symphony in two performances of Beethoven Lives Upstairs, a classical kids' live production perfect for family with children ages 4 and up. The concerts take place in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts on Saturday, November 19th. The first concert now begins at 1:30 following the morning's 2011 WRAL Christmas Parade, and an encore performance will take place at 4 p.m. Families are encouraged to come to the concert hall following the parade or up to an hour before the 4 p.m. show for a host of pre-concert activities, including crafts provided by Marbles Kids Museum and Simpsons Instrument Zoo, offering children the chance to try out the orchestra's instruments for themselves and get a photo with the symphony's NCS Kids mascot. A shopping spree presented by the Junior League of Raleigh, and that will take place the weekend of November 3rd through the 6th, will take place at the Raleigh Convention Center, and the cost is $10 for a four-day pass. Great gifts for everyone on your holiday list. The hottest jewelry and accessories, fashionable clothing for men, women, and children, and the latest trends in home decor. Proceeds from a shopping spree benefit the Junior League of Raleigh and its programs. Get your tickets today by going to ashoppingspree.org. Once again, the weekend of November 3rd through the 6th, a shopping spree at the Raleigh Convention Center. Celebrate North Carolina History Festival. Performances by the Red Clay Ramblers and Chairman of the Board, food, family fun, antique vehicles, crafts, and music. And this is a free event, which will take place on Saturday, November 5th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the North Carolina Museum of History. Come to the grand opening of the Story of North Carolina, the largest exhibit ever at the North Carolina Museum of History. Once again, Saturday, November 5th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and admission is free. And as we've been telling you for several weeks now, the North Carolina Museum of Art is featuring the Rembrandt exhibition. It's the biggest name in the art world, and it's now in Raleigh, currently underway. Tickets can be obtained by calling 919-715-5923 or ncartmuseum.org/Rembrandt. That's Rembrandt at the North Carolina Museum of Art, East Building, the Maimandi Exhibition Gallery. Don't miss it. And on Saturday and Sunday, November 12th and 13th, the Carolina Performing Arts presents the most renowned interpreter of Beethoven's works, the Orchestra Revolutionnaire et Romantique, with Sir John Elliott Gardner, music director and conductor. It will take place at UNC's Memorial Hall and is the first stop on a four-city tour, which includes Philadelphia, New York City, and Washington, D.C. The November 12th program will feature Overture to Prometheus, Symphony No. 4 in B-flat, and Symphony No. 3 in E-flat. The November 13th performance will include Overture to Egmont, Symphony number 8 in A, and Symphony number 5 in C minor. That is the Carolina Performing Arts with Sir John Elliott Gardner, music director and conductor, November 12th and November 13th, Saturday and Sunday at 8 p.m. on Saturday, 7:30 p.m. on Sunday. For information, go to call 919-843-3333 or go to carolinaperformingarts.org. And this is the final weekend for the Carolina Ballet's presentation of Dracula. Takes place this weekend. And for information, call 919-719-0900. Once again, this will be at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Dracula, the final weekend, presented by the Carolina Ballet, Robert Weiss, who is the artistic director. And for Duke performances at Duke University, coming up on Saturday, November 5th, guitar genius Bill Frisell will perform The Great Flood, and that will be at the Reynolds Theater, November 5th, Saturday at 8 p.m. And on November 9th, Wednesday at 8 p.m. in the Duke Chapel, the 40-voice Latin American tour, Scola Cantorum de Venezuela, will perform Agua y Fiesta. That's Wednesday, November 9th at 8 p.m. in the Duke Chapel. For information on both of these performances, call 919-684-4444 or go to dukeperformances.org. Now, if you want to just stay home and watch some TV on PBS and be entertained, on Friday, November 4th at 10 p.m. on UNC TV, Give Me the Banjo. It's part of the PBS Arts Fall Festival. From the Blue Ridge Mountains is a celebration of the roots of American music featuring Steve Martin, Pete Seeger, Earl Scruggs, Bella Fleck, and the Carolina Chocolate Drops. That's Friday, November 4th at 10 p.m. on UNC TV, part of the PBS Arts Fall Festival. Give Me the Banjo. And for you Christmas carol lovers, once again, Ira David Wood III is back as Scrooge in this year's performance of A Christmas Carol, the internationally acclaimed hit musical comedy. And performances will take place in the Durham Performing Arts Center on December 3rd and 4th, and in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium on December 8th through the 14th. For the performances at the Duke Performing Arts Center, call 919-680-ARTS. And for information on the Raleigh performances, call Ticketmaster at 1-800-745-3000. Don't miss the return of Ira David Wood III as Scrooge in this year's version of A Christmas Carol. And the Raleigh Little Theater presents Merry Christmas, Strega Nona. Those performances will take place in the Raleigh Little Theater from November 4th through the 20th. For information, call 919-821-3111. Merry Christmas, Strega Nona, Raleigh Little Theater, November 4th through the 20th. And the Raleigh Little Theater will present its 28th annual Cinderella, a holiday musical the whole family will enjoy. And those performances will take place December 9th to the 18th at the Raleigh Little Theater. And once again, call for information, call 919-821-3111. Merry Christmas, Strega Nona, from November 4th to the 20th, and Cinderella from December 9th through the 18th at the Raleigh Little Theater in Raleigh. And in addition to the Raleigh Little Theater's presentation of Cinderella, the Carolina Ballet is also presenting Cinderella at the Raleigh Memorial Auditorium, and those performances will take place on November 23rd, through November 27th. For information, call 919-719-0900. One free admission with each paid ticket. But call 919-719-0900 or go to carolinaballet.com. That's Carolina Ballet's presentation of Cinderella, November 23rd through the 27th at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. And there are several things taking place at the Carey's Performing Arts Center under Carey's cultural calendar during the month of November. On November the 4th, the Carey Apex Piano Teachers Association presents pianist Sheila Page at 7:30 p.m. On November 5th, the Carey Apex Piano Teachers Masterclass takes place at from 9:30 until 12:30 p.m. at the Carey Performing Arts Center. On November 5th, again, Triangle Wind Ensemble Fall Concert at 7:30 p.m., once again in the Carey Arts Center. November 6th, the Triangle Youth Jazz Ensemble Fall Concert will take place at 3 p.m., once again in the Carey Performing Arts Center. On November 12th, Marvelous Music Main Stage Series. Nena Freyland at 7:30 p.m. That's November 12th. November 13th, new Marvelous Music Family Series Gray Seal Puppets present Tangle of Tales at 3 p.m. November 13th at the Carey Arts Center. And November 18th to 20th, Ganospickle and the Strawberry Popsicle together on center stage, a Carey Players Initiative, Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. Once again, Carey Arts Center. For information on all of these performances, call 919-469-4069. A lot going on in Carey at the new Performing Arts Center. On Monday, November 14th, at the North Carolina University of North Carolina Memorial Hall, Robin Wright, a distinguished international correspondent and author, will discuss Rock the Casbah, Rage and Rebellion Across the Islamic World. He will be in conversation with Hadding Carter, and they will discuss the Arab Spring and more. That's Monday, November 14th, Memorial Hall, at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, at 5:30 p.m. The admission is free, and no ticket or reservation is required. Parking in town lots on Rosemary Street is available. Call 919-843-6339. That's Monday, November 14th at 5:30 p.m. And on November 16th at the Live on Stage at UNC's Memorial Hall, Still Black, Still Proud, an African tribute to James Brown, presented by the Carolina Performing Arts. It is referred to as primarily explosive funk. Still Black, Still Proud, an African tribute to James Brown, November 16th at UNC's Memorial Hall Live on Stage. For ticket information, go to call 919-843-3333. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen next time. Well, I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jerry Smith for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. So long until next time, and I thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it.